Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the American Sheep Industry Association has filed comments after the USDA requested some additional information on those commodities not covered in the original $16 billion coronavirus food assistance program. ASI President Benny Cox of San Angelo, Texas, requested that replacement and slaughter ewes be deemed as eligible commodities under the CFAP program. But that wasn't the only issue addressed in ASI's recent comments. They also took the opportunity to provide some additional comments for consideration regarding the CFAP for lambs, yearlings, and wool. In late May, prices for slaughter lambs and yearlings had fallen to levels not seen in over a decade, and a lot of producers didn't have the opportunity, ASI says, to sell lambs and yearlings until after the mid-April date. As a result, those producers who experienced the worst of the price declines due to COVID-19 aren't being fully compensated for their losses. And of course, the same could be said for wool. There's been a lot of heartache in farm and ranch country, and that certainly applies to the nation's lamb and wool producers. Now, that comment period is open through June 22nd. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.